What we're doing this year is really has blessed us. We were invited to come home to the general conference and from there go into the global retreat. The global retreat, we weren't able to do two of it because my wife is not able to be away from dental clinic for that long, because when the cat's away, you know what happens, the mouse all play. And so it's in Peru, you got to be really on top of things all the time. But now she do have a good staff. She's got one lady very faithful to her, and she reports into Ruth every day when she's away. So Ruth is able to watch her because we have security cameras. So Ruth can sit back in Chauvin and look at her girls working and whatever else they're doing. But she came out, thank God. She was able to come out for the global retreat in Victoria, B.C., actually in Sydney, B.C., just about 10 minutes from the airport. Really beautiful. They put us in one of the best hotels there, right down on the beach, the Sydney Hotel and Spa, I think it was called. And we had a nice suite, and they treated us like a king and queen and my little girl, Princess. And we had a beautiful time. And it was a refreshing time, because when we do go to our global retreats, we are not responsible to do anything. They feed us, they minister to us, and we just sit there and we soak it all in. They had a beautiful worship band, great speakers. Steve Ursock says hello. He's a missionary now. So good to see him, because he was one of our speakers at one of our global retreats down in the Dominican time. And God is amazing. I was talking to Corey and Shanna yesterday. They send their greetings, and they want me to let you all know you're still in their prayers and think of you often. And God is good. So our reason for being here in May is because the pastoral assemblies, no one, you're not supposed to tell anyone this. Don't tell none of your missionaries this, because a lot of them never got this. But for us, they want to meet Ruth. So they paid for all the expenses. They paid for my ticket and Ruth and Andrea's ticket from the Canada to put us in the hotel, one of the best in Sydney. They paid for all the food. We rent a car, a Dodge Charger, a big sports car. And believe me, you don't need a big sports car in Sydney, BC. The maximum you're allowed to go is 30 kilometers an hour. And I was so stressed because it was four-way stops everywhere. And it was older people wringing their felt fists up at me because it was cross. I didn't know. And I thought, stress, let's get out of this. So we went to Victoria for a ride. But God was good. And we're come alive, come away refreshed and a little bit tired. But God was good. To the report that we have is one thing I want to apologize for. Is I sent this year three letters. I sent a big package of calendars. I sent a package with pens, prayer calendars, prayer cards to every church I went to when I was home last year, and to all of the sponsors, individual that sponsors our ministry. No one got anything, and I was not aware of it until I started calling my sponsors, and we haven't received nothing from you all this year. So I have a meeting in Mississauga when I go back on tomorrow morning, actually. I have a meeting in Mississauga with the printing department to see what is happening, because no one in Canada received anything from me this year, and I apologize for it, and please forgive me. So maybe it was of something I never made clear to the printing department. Let me just blame it on me, okay? I don't like blaming, I like pointing my fingers. So let's say it was my fault. But this year, you will definitely get information and you will update it. So please forgive me. And Pukosana is going strong. Thank God there was a great miracle happening in our lives this year. Myself and Ruth, we're still married. We're not divorced. We're still married. Don't care. But first, when we started, we were married. Ruth wasn't really like in ministry with me. She was in ministry, but she was more into her clinic. But since Andrea has been for the past 2 years, Ruth have really got involved in ministry 100% with me, taking Andrea to the Sunday school, going to the services with me for Andrea to know what I do, to understand what I do. And she loves it. And this year, we've started going to Pukosana. Pukosana was one of the newest churches we've started. We've taken it over from two missionaries that used to be there from Saskatoon. And God has just blessed our hearts because Andrea loves going there. Kids are completely poor, completely poor with nothing, absolutely nothing. And we were able to get, this year we go there once a month and we do a big event. Apart from that, we send money three Sundays and the people there do a feed program and everything for the children. And when we go there, we continue with the feeding program, but we also bring things. For example, in March, we went back and we had about 250 back-to-school bags fixed for them because they start school in March in Peru. There's always a list of things a school would give to the parents that you need to have to start, even the public school system. And so we were able to do up 250 bags of these things and give it to the children. And if you guys got Facebook and keep up to date, you will see the pictures of all those things. I'm not doing something right?
No, you're good. It's just cutting out.
Okay. Now I'm going to take all this off. Okay. Let me turn it off. Now I'm losing time. Because I got to go to the police station and get my letter. Someone gave us a gift in Easter and gave us a gift and brought us to Newfoundland to spend Easter with my mom and dad. Yeah, we've been home twice now this year. Ruth thinks it's great. The only thing, I had to sleep on the Chesterfield all while I was home because we only got a double bed in the spare room and we have a king size, and Andrea haven't made it to her bed yet in her bedroom, or she's still in bed with me and Ruth. We have a big king-size bed. So when I got in bed, no, papa, the sofa. So I spent a week on the sofa, which was okay because Ruth and Andrea needed a rest. So they had a good night rest. They used to sleep to 12 and 12:30 in the day, and they went back to Peru very rested, and I went back to Peru. Yeah, I was back there. So anyhow, when we were there, we had one service. I can't go nowhere. We can't go nowhere on a Sunday and not try to pick up a little something for Peru, right? So anyhow, I picked up this, we went to Cobb's Arm, a little community pastor, you know Cobb's Arm, and it's kind of like a home missions church, and my pastors that when I was just a child growing up, and they knew me when I was not like I am today, although the police did take my car. So, but anyhow, they knew me from when I was growing up and when I was very heedless and very daring, and I do whatever I can to get whatever I wanted. But they decided to invite us, and my team that travels with me in Newfoundland were all country singers, so we did a gospel concert. And when we do gospel concerts in Newfoundland, everyone comes out, all the unsaved. It's like an evangelistic event. And the ladies group there, they raised all the awareness for Pukosana, and we had 10 suitcases with 10 packed, jammed full of brand new clothes. It wasn't secondhand. The tickets were still on the clothes. And it was such a blessing to Peru. And that's not the best of it. It was only me and Ruth and Andre going back to Peru, and we're only allowed 2 suitcases. We had 10 and 2 carry-ons each that was very full. We went to the airport, and I thought, this is going to cost a fortune. And God blessed the little girl that was working there for the first day. She was doing, pardon me. It was her first day on the job, and she said, hurry up and get this through before my supervisor sees it. So I never said nothing. I just, oh, yeah, okay, whatever. There was, some of them had 70 pounds, some of them had 65 pounds, some one had 80 pounds. It was crazy because they packed them. I never even checked it. And I was waiting for her to tell me, you know, this is, you need to pay this much money. She said, hey, bring them over. Done. I said, that's it? Yeah, go ahead with it. We never paid one penny. Not one penny. That's a miracle. It's Air Canada. We're talking about Air Canada. And right up to this point, I still got six suitcases. I haven't paid a cent with all the traveling from Victoria to Kelowna, from Kelowna to Edmonton. I haven't paid an extra cent for nothing. And please pray, because I still got five, I think, out there in the car now that got to go today to Toronto tonight on the red-eye flight. But God is doing great things in Peru. You guys all, you know, we're having our services. Thank you, brother. I was going to ask for that. People ask me if I want water, and I tell them, no, my sermons are not dry. But anyhow, that's the update of our focus in ministry right now is starting to steer towards the children and the youth in Pukusana. And I believe that God will be leading us into that direction a lot more in the future. That's the way we're feeling. So I want you to keep us in prayer about that, and keep us in prayer about the building. We're still waiting on God to go further ahead with the building that we're planning on going up three more floors. The first one is completely done. That was the most expensive because all the pipes and the electricity and all that had to be run, and the plumbing and that is all done. That's all done, the legalities for the land and everything that we purchased. So we're looking for two more floors, and then the fourth floor will be the roof, but we will use the roof of the building for the recreational, like for soccer or football or baseball. And it'll be like, it's a huge building that we have. So I want you to keep praying about that. If God lays on your heart to help put a floor in, God bless you. Listen to him, okay? And God to be very faithful. As you are faithful, God to be faithful. But God is doing great things in Peru as he always have. We've seen hundreds of people saved this year. We've seen hundreds of people healed this year. And again, God is using our ministry, seeing patients with cancer healed. It seems like that's one thing that God has really put in our lives, is every time we pray for anyone with cancer, they get healed. There's a miracle. And I don't know if that's a gift that God has put in my heart and my life since I went to Peru, but it seems to be the thing, because in Guatemala when I used to go, we used to see all kinds of miracles. But it seems like specifically God has put that gift in our lives, myself and Ruth. So I want you to continue to keep that in prayer for our lives, and keep that in prayer for the future, and see what God's got for us, because Ruth is very much behind 100% Pukusana. Her team, she's got about 12, I think, that works with her at the clinic, and they're all excited. They want to go. They want to help. They want to give their time to go to Pukusana to help the children with fillings and taking their teeth out, because my wife got a portable clinic that we take when we go. So I want you to keep that in prayer, that God will just open the doors and bless and give us opportunities to be able to bless those precious lives. We got children there. They're not orphans, but they live like orphans, if that makes sense. Like their mom and dad, they're gone all day long working. Like down in Peru, you got to work from 6, 5:30 in the mornings to sometimes he won't get home until maybe 12 midnight, and the kids are on their own all day long. So our focus is to use our church for a recreational center for those children, and maybe eventually form a school and have a type of school there. We are in the process of talking about that now. I have a very close relationship with the lady who started School of Tomorrow. Here in Canada, it's homeschooling, H-O-M-E, homeschooling, H-O-M-E. And my H's don't get pronounced very much, I know. But we're talking to the lady who's got that permission to do School of Tomorrow. She's got it in different provinces in Peru. And we're very close friends, and sometimes I go to the school and I fill in different times when they need a teacher for a couple of days, I go and help out. So we're talking, going to be talking to her, maybe setting up something like that in Pukosana, something similar. So I want you to keep that in prayer for us, and that God will guide us. And I'm still preaching at the churches. I'm still preaching once a Sunday. I used to be preaching 5 or 6 times a Sunday, but since Andrea came along, it's Pastor Saul, we both talk, and I think it's best, Pastor Saul, that you put me on for once a Sunday, because I want to have time with Andrea. I want to be able to go to church with Andrea. I want her to be raised in church. And she loves it. She puts her hands up. If you could just see her. You couldn't believe it. If you could just see her. She in Newfoundland, and she came back with us in Easter, and we were up in little church. Our church is about this size in Newfoundland. And as she stood up and she looked at everyone, she put her hands up and closed her eyes, and she loves to sing. And she sings, not clear, but whatever she figures she's singing. And it's amazing, absolutely amazing what God is doing in her little life. And Ruth wants another baby, so pray for that. That's a big prayer. Pray for that. Yeah, pray for that. Don't pray for Ruth, pray for me, because she's trying to get me to say yes. And I'm 51. Can you imagine?